the dark and afraid. Cause I've tried to forget you, but these things just don't go away.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Speaking to a largely maskless crowd at Mount Rushmore, U.S. President Donald Trump says protesters waged a merciless campaign to wipe out our history amid demonstrations against racial injustice and police brutality. The sharp rebuke in a pre-holiday address Friday to mark the nation's independence follows weeks of nationwide protest following the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. Some demonstrators have also destroyed or damaged Confederate monuments and statues honoring those who have benefited from slavery. Mr. Trump says this movement is openly attacking the legacies of every person in Mount Rushmore. For many Americans, the 4th of July will not be about big festivities, but setting off fireworks themselves. Hundreds of cities have canceled shows Saturday because of the coronavirus pandemic, and sales of consumer fireworks have been booming. Some officials are concerned about fires and injuries with more pyrotechnics going off in backyards and at block parties. In fire-prone states like Arizona, some residents have called on the governor to ban fireworks altogether over the summer. While it's not clear what's driving people to the shops, some sellers believe fireworks are a diversion for people who have been stuck at home during this pandemic. Speaking of the pandemic, more than 524,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, nearly 130,000 people have died. The number of global infections has now surpassed 11 million, hitting another milestone. And in the United States, it's approximately 2.8 million people who have been infected. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization should soon get results from a clinical trial or trials it is conducting of drugs that might be effective in treating COVID-19 patients. Mike Ryan, head of the WHO's emergencies program, says it would not be wise to predict when a vaccine could be ready against COVID-19. He adds the question will be whether or not the scale of production of those vaccines will be enough for us to begin vaccinating people early in 2021. Ryan said that countries need to take the pandemic seriously and rely on scientific data instead of emotion or political goals. Britain authorities say the country will end quarantines for people arriving in England from more than 50 countries. Travelers from Germany, France, Spain, and Italy are all welcome, but not from the U.S. The move, due on July 10th, clears the way for millions of British tourists to take summer holidays without having to be quarantined when they come home. But those heading back from higher-risk countries will still have to self-isolate for 14 days. The rules only apply in England. Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland have not announced plans to lift quarantine rules. The full list of countries has not been published yet, but the U.S. will stay on a so-called red list. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un continues to praise his country's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, describing it as a shining success. The state news agency KCNA said that Kim made the comments at a meeting of the Politburo of the ruling Workers' Party of the North. He said North Korea had maintained a stable anti-epidemic situation despite the worldwide health crisis, which is a shining success achieved. He also warned against self-complacency or relaxation in the anti-epidemic effort, and urged North Koreans to maintain maximum alert. According to the World Health Organization, North Korea has reopened schools but kept a ban on public gatherings and made it mandatory for people to wear masks in public places. A Turkish court put 20 Saudi officials on trial in absentia for the gruesome killing of a journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October of 2018, when he went there seeking papers for his marriage. According to prosecutors, he was suffocated and his body dismembered. Some Western governments, as well as the CIA, say they believe Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing, an accusation that the Saudi officials have consistently denied. The indictment accuses two top Saudi officials of instigating a premeditated murder with monstrous intent. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Are you ready for some great music? Well, inside today's show, I have amazing current tunes from Nigeria, Malawi, Morocco, Tanzania, South Africa, Zimbabwe, and from Ghana. There's also one beautiful vintage Congolese rumba from 1967. Also, Song of the Week. It's Jukuru by Umu Sangare. That's a brand new acoustic tune you're going to love. And VOA colleague Kwame Ofori joins me for that. And there's more. I've got two feature interviews. Bill Odidi speaks with Sauti Sol about their new album release, Midnight Train. That is a long anticipated, highly anticipated album. And then I speak with Makadem about his brand new single, a Nyatiti trap tune called Plandemic. And finally, another VOA fellow, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike, from the Zimbabwe service, joins me by phone to introduce a song in Zulu by South African artist Dizu Plaatjes. So, let's get to it! Here's a brand new banger from Nigeria, Ginger Me by Rima. Another banger. Was Ginger Me, sung and composed by Divine Ikubor, better known as Rima. Fun fact, Rima got his big break with the release of the song Iron Man, which appeared on Barack Obama's 2019 summer playlist. Hello, everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. We're at the top, moving into the second song, which comes out of Malawi. Now, in May, singer and guitarist Patience Namadingo released this beautiful song that is really one huge shout out to Zambia. Yeah. So the title of the song is Musuma, and it means he or she is good. What he says in the song is, you know, thank you, God, for all of your blessings. And I want to celebrate everything you've given me by visiting Zambia. So the entire song is praising Zambia for its beautiful girls and people. He quotes different names of tribes like Mutinta, Lubasi, and names of famous musicians like Pompey and Ice Cleo Queen. And then he mentions places in Zambia like Livingstone, the Copper Belt, Lusaka. And if you watch the video, you'll notice right away that the entire time he's wearing a Chipolopolo jersey. Chipolopolo is the Copper Bullets Association. It's the name of the Zambian football team. So go Zambia. All right, here's Patience, Namadingo.
Panga my plans, yoenda ku Zambia futi. Kwenze ku Zambia kwa mene na kumanya na mugos. Ma Zambian girls, niyaza kupanga kubunduri na ndaizonzi. Landu wa kuwamba kwa. Mene mutinta musova, mene natasha musuma. Mene kombe musuma, mene lubasi musuma. Mene jansa musuma.
That was Musuma by Patience Namadingo from Malawi.
It's music time in Africa.
Wake up, everybody. Here's Tamer Hasne of Egypt with his new single, Wenta Mahaya, When You're Next to Me. It's a love song, and it features Sheb Khaled, Abdel Fattah El Greeny, and Balti. Now, the visuals dropped 1 month ago and already have 15 million views.
Hey, Simba, see. Barakallah, Adi. Uniya, Ikhandi. Then I sleep. Will I get you?
Tamer Hasne with Sheb Khaled, Abdel Fattah El Greeny, and Balti. Now we've got more new music from Tanzania and South Africa, plus my interview with Makadem. He's got this new Nyatiti trap song that he composed whilst stuck in Denmark because of COVID-19. And then there's Song of the Week at half past the hour. And that's just the first half of the show. But right now, we're going to listen to some neo-traditional Xhosa-inspired music. It's by Dizu Plaches. I spoke with Mike Hove on the phone. Now, Mike is a radio host and producer in the Zimbabwe service at VOA. He's the host of the youth program Live Talk The Connection. And Mike helps us break down this song by Dizu, and then we'll listen to the song. It's called Nkomo. Hello, Big Mike. How are you doing?
I'm good, Heather. I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. It's been a long time since I've heard your voice or seen your face.
It's been quite the adventurous time working from home. Here we are.
So I wanted to get your interpretation of this song. Mm-hmm. I know it's in Xhosa. What can you tell us about the meaning of this song? What's the title mean and what is he talking about?
So the song itself is called Inkomo. Inkomo means cow. And now the song is based on a proverb which says that in inkomo angeke izale umuntu, which means a cow cannot give birth to a person. So it sounds like they're having a debate of whether or not a cow can give birth to a person. Now, what the actual proverb means is that it's an impossible circumstance. Like I just said, it's impossible for a cow to give birth to a person.
I think so.
So the whole song itself is based on that proverb, whereby people are basically highlighting that certain circumstances are impossible. So if I'm to use an example, it's like, let's say you and I were boxers and we're about to get into the ring and someone says, "Hey, Mike, Heather's about to knock you out." And I say, "It's like, there's no ways that Heather's about to knock me out. Forget about it. Don't even begin to fathom it.
But have you seen my guns, though, in real life?
Music being music, you're open to interpret it however you choose and fit it into whatever perspective of your life it is. So, yeah, that's what I really loved about the song.
Yeah, that's why proverbs are so awesome. Thanks for taking the time to pop in on Music Time in Africa with me.
No problem, Heather. For anyone who ever thinks that Music Time in Africa isn't the greatest show, remember to tell them that Inkomo Angeke Izale Umuntu.
In Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. Here's Ali Kiba's latest single out of Tanzania, So Hot.
Kama bahati sana karawe, nimeipata kwako, baby. Usini chukulie poa, I'm addicted to you, baby. Mtu mwema nipigwe mwema.
kubisha, haina utaka kubisha. Uje tukwe mapipa, tule bata delisha. Haina majoto, haina, tukule mafoto, kiaina. Nikuvishe pete, faina, baby we wa moto. Sina shaka, kaka, sheme yusha pata, wafuma TV yono haja ya talaka. Tunao, tunao, wacha wapige domo, tunao, si wapagi promo, bao, hatari, chana nao. No meni pata, mekwisha, haina utaka, kubisha, uje tukwe, mapipa, tule bata, delisha. Haina majoto, haina, tutonge mafoto, kena. Kufishe pete final, baby we wa moto, wa moto.
By the great Ali Kiba. Okay, now I've been talking about Maka Dem's Nyatiti trap song since the top of the hour, right? Here is the conversation and the song Plandemic that explains it all. Hi, Maka Dem. It's nice to see you.
I see you too. Been a long time.
It has been since 2015 in Nairobi. And now you are in Denmark and just put out this great music video. Tell me about what you mean. This is a plandemic, and in fact, it's all academic.
This is a plandemic. You make it look like a pandemic. The whole world got an epidemic. Fact is, it's all academic.
Religious people say this is God's plan. Like if an accident happens, if one dies, if you're poorer than others, if whatever happens is God's plan. It's a plandemic. Humans also believe if you do something, it's a plan. What is it? It's a plandemic. That's how I'm saying this is a pandemic.
Treat the COVID-19 daily briefing. To flatten the curve, you need a vaccine. Call the medic before going for testing.
The pandemic has been around for a while now. There was a big slew of music that, you know, was being composed and music videos to educate people and help them. Yours is coming just now. So what does that say about the state of coronavirus in Kenya?
We have a department of music under the president's office in Kenya called the Permanent Presidential Music Commission. And they involved me in being one of the artists who can talk about it, you know. So they made for us memes and stuff like that. But still didn't occur to me that I needed to go musical until when I was actually saying I can do Nyatiti trap. I said, but what am I going to talk about? And okay, this is. So it wasn't really, it's really another pandemic, you know.
Of how to use Nyatiti and trap together.
And it's so evident. Let me challenge your intelligence. Never seen no wings on an elephant. Many men
turn a blind eye to the evidence and stash up like a pelican.
Let me just say, I really do adore the sound. I mean, actually, the reason I chose this song to present for all of our viewers and radio listeners around the world is because of the sound. It's really unique. It's catchy. It's trap with this amazing traditional instrument called the nyatiti. Do you think this is a first, nyatiti and trap?
Another point why I'm doing such things, using nyatiti in the electric dance music, and also now going towards hip-hop and R&B. I even have an R&B piece that I'm yet to record. It's kind of trapped with the old musicians who are not really making money with it outside, apart from performing for the government or in the museum or in cultural centers or in funerals or in weddings, but deep in the rural. So it's not really a commercial thing for them. So I find myself as an island. And being a loudmouth, I decided, okay, let me do things that probably might make more artists who are using it to go out there and do something about it.
So you're trailblazing a path for younger artists to rejuvenate and reinvent the nyatiti in a relevant form for today.
For now, yeah.
For now. It's great.
It's what I call music politics.
Not plandemic?
It's a plandemic.
This is a pandemic. You make it look like a pandemic. The whole world got an epidemic. Fact is, it's all academic.
Well, thanks so much. I love the music video. I love the sound.
Thank you
for being with us.
Fact is, it's all academic.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, hey guys. So here is a fresh new sound from South Africa by Pops Not the Father. This is Rap Star Caviar featuring Kweku Bees and Hama.
Struck up on me whisker. Next time bring your sister. Now come give me just.
Say you love me now.
you. Daddy know the man. Shawty call me up because she love the man. Daddy know the man. Shawty call me up because she love the man.
All right, that was Pop's Not the Father and his new single from South Africa, Rap Star Caviar. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the bottom of the hour. That means, you know what that means, right?
And this is the Song of the Week.
This week, we have Song of the Week, and it is by a singer from Mali. Her name is Umu Sangare. The song is called Jukuru, which means in Bambara, support.
Let's get right to it.
Now, this song, Jukuru, comes off of Umu's brand new album that was just released in June. I think it was June 19th. And it is a remix, an acoustic remix of a Grammy Award-winning album that she had in 2017 called Mogoya. What I love about this song is the acousticness of it and the fact that it's really rhythmic, yet there are no percussion instruments in it.
I also noticed it's very string heavy and it has a unique Malian sound. So with you having been to the region before, which instruments can you identify in there?
Well, you can see and hear that there is the acoustic guitar and then a uniquely Malian instrument. It's called the kamalengoni. It's the six-string harp lute. And then there's just a keyboardist playing like keyboard pads. So the thing that makes that Malian sound unique is those string instruments and the way they play, their licks, the little melodies they play, but also the fact that the whole tuning is based on a pentatonic scale, which is five notes instead of seven. Another thing about this music video is that it's all acoustic, it's all improvised, and you can see the cues. You can see her taking control and leading that song. At one point in the middle, she turns to the instrumentalists like, guys, solo is over. And they're like, oh. I just love it. I love the naturalness of it. Yeah. And you know, it's real acoustic music. It's beautiful.
It speaks to her professionalism, really.
It does. Right. Hope you liked this. It was Umu Sangare. The song is called Jukuru. It's off her brand new album just released called Acoustic. And that was Song of the Week. I'm Heather Maxwell.
Mr. Asante and Jukuru meaning support. Definitely support we need in these times. Have a great one.
Yeah. All right, yes, that was Jukuru by Umu Sangare, our song of the week. I've got two songs lined up here and then our second feature interview with another Kenyan act, this time Sauti Sol. This, though, is Ja Preza with Mukwasha, or Son-in-Law. It's about the challenging yet ultimately rewarding relationship that a son-in-law has with his in-laws in rural Zimbabwe. But probably many of you across the continent can relate to this if you're a man and you have to go home and meet your in-laws. Was Mukwasha by Ja Prazer of Zimbabwe.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 915, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Hi, I'm Heather Maxwell, and I'm now taking us back to 1976. You won't believe how good this music still is. This is a song called Bujiya Motema, and it's by one of the pioneers of Congolese rumba. His name was Nico Kasanda, better known as Dr. Nico. Quick history lesson here in Congolese music. Dr. Nico was the inventor of that sort of ubiquitous Congolese finger-picking guitar style. You hear it everywhere, even today. Well, he invented that. And last week, if you were listening, I played a song by Congolese rap artist Yusufa. The song was called Les Disques de Mon Père, and it had samples of his father's music in it. His father was Tabule Rochereau, if you remember. Well, in 1963, Dr. Nico and Tabule played and toured together for years with a band called Orchestra African Fiesta. It was one of the most popular bands in all of Africa. Listen to this song, Bujiya Motema, and you will understand why.
Clementine Nsuki ya mama Moye bimi ya moni ngalula Ngalula mama na kamunga Boya bangolo kona lisano Kobasa na te kombo bolingo Clementine Nsuki ya mama Moye bimi ya moni ngalula
All Right. That was our vintage tune from 1976, Belgian Congo, which is today's Democratic Republic of Congo, Bougie Ya Motema by Dr. Nico.
This is Music Time in Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Hey, how you doing? This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying the show. And it's about to get even better right now because we're going to bring on Bill Odidi, who interviewed Sauti Sol. He was able to hook up with them in Kenya and get the skinny on their new album, Midnight Train.
Thanks, Heather. This is Bill Odidi right here in Nairobi, and I'm bringing you a flavor of the hot new album by Kenya's biggest band, Sauti Sol.
Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you flexing on the ground with your sponsor. Susanna, I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color, and your hair is longer now. Now to hold my body. Amo kando ya Champs-Élysées, ukitesa na kamini yeyeyeyeye. None of my business, and I see you in London, silicone on your palm, shaking what your doctor gave ya.
Wonderful voices of Sauti Sol out of Nairobi, Kenya, with the sweet tune Susanna. That's the first single from the new album Midnight Train. Sauti Sol are currently quarantined at a location just outside Nairobi, rehearsing for the virtual album launch. And I'm catching up with the group members, Bian, Savara, and Chimano. Ask Chimano to explain how they feel about the release of their long awaited album. This is the fifth album, it's called Midnight Train.
We're so, so happy. It's been a labor of love for the last 3-4 years. We've been working on it slowly. And now that it's out, we're happy and that everyone can finally get on board the train.
Explain the meaning of that phrase that you use in the song, Midnight Train. When you say the road to Zion, it's the road from where are you headed to? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations?
Ever since we started our music, it's been a labor of love. Our Zion keeps on changing. Zion is your goal, that horizon that you keep on checking out, and you're like, I must go there, I must reach there, and you work really hard to get there. But when you get there, you realize there's another Zion. It's an always changing Zion, reaching for greater heights. So it's unbelievable to see how our Zion has constantly been changing. Hey, we're Sauti Sol, and this next track is the title name for our album and the title track, which is called Midnight Train.
Steady rocking on the midnight train. Steady rocking on the midnight train. Oh, Lord, steady rocking on the midnight train. To Zion, to Zion.
In my ear, it's a party. Tunapita kama moshi na kabla tuzame mchangani kuna kushinda na kufeli oh inabidi ujijue tofauti ya mwalimu na mwanafunzi ni ujuzi na ujuaji oh it's unbelievable never make it this far undeniable we see the promise left from afar and it's so beautiful. Can't touch the fire. Did you know it's not in vain? Steady dripping through the pain. Oh,
steady rocking on the midnight train.
That's the title track of the new album, Midnight Train, by Sauti Sol. In terms of style, I noticed quite a range of sounds on this album. There's more R&B leaning songs, a little adult contemporary tunes, a bit more mature sounds. Then there is the African pop influences, rumba music. Bien, what's the thinking behind the sounds that you presented on this album?
The aim of the album was to create a sense of nostalgia. So most of these songs are actually like a reminiscing the parties we had,
yeah,
and the parties we attended when we were kids, our parents growing up, mm-hmm. and how they used to play these songs on Sundays and parties in the house. And these songs are a byproduct of our growth and our upbringing.
Now, guys, the world is in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. What has it taught you as artists, this current period that we have been facing?
The pandemic has taught us, like, adaptation, flexibility, The pandemic has taught us patience, humility, you know. The pandemic has taught us, like, sometimes it's good to just take a chill pill, analyze everything, revisit what you've been learning or who you are. Life takes us through a journey, and the faint-hearted sometimes don't make it.
Nice, I really love that groove. Nenda Lote from Salty Soul, from the new album, which is called Midnight Train, which is out around the world on all digital platforms, so look out for it. And that's just about it from me, Bill Odidi, here in Nairobi. I take you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right, thanks, Bill. Hey, everybody, now I'm taking us to Ghana for one last tune before saying goodbye. This one is just chill. It's smooth. The artist is singer and songwriter and producer Reynolds the Gentleman. He is never letting go.
What's on my mind? Can't get you out of my mind. Girl, I want you to be mine. I never felt this way before. No, I can't lie. This love is real, can't deny. Girl, I want you to be mine. Lovey-dovey, baby, 2x2. Bubbly, bubbly, ice cream for you. Ice cream for you. Baby, 2x2, Poppy, Poppy, ice cream for you. Ice cream for you. Say it. I die in Tempra. I die in Tempra. Run up and something more. Run up and something more. I die in Tempra. I die in Tempra. We bunk up in Tempra. Forgetting below them. You and me to the end, baby, that's for sure.
Never let it go.
Feeling in your deep, ain't you driven, yo? Driven, yo. Alarm the beep, time to meet your mom, you. Meet your dad, you. To tell them I'll be loving you in no time. Permission to call you mine.
Call you mine.
Call you mine. Lovey dovey, baby, 2x2. Bobby, Bobby, I scream for you. Scream for you.
Where my baby dead?
Lovey dovey, baby, 2x2. Bobby, Bobby, I scream for you. I scream for you.
And with Never Letting Go by Reynolds the Gentleman, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me this weekend. And also thank you to my special guests, Makadem from Kenya, to my VOA colleagues, Kwame Ofori and Mike Holvey, and also to Bill Odidi and Salty Soul from Kenya. All of you, thank you for your contributions to today's show. I couldn't have made it without you. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sundays at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:0500 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:0500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa.